KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 29 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Winds out of the north-northeast now at 23, gusting to near 40 miles per hour. And those winds no doubt have played a role in a couple of accidents that occurred early this morning on Interstate 80 between Adair and Casey. The Iowa DOT's 511IA.org website says in one of the crashes, a straight truck was in the ditch between exit 76 and exit 75 in Adair. Another accident was reported between exit 86 and exit 83 near Casey, where a fifth wheel was reported to be on its side. No other details are currently available. The DOT says also exit 57 from 4 miles west of the Brayton area and exit 97, County Road P48 and Stewart, that roadway is completely covered with ice, and be sure to look out for icy bridges. Authorities say heavy snow is hampering travel in parts of Iowa, particularly near Sioux City. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Heitkamp said this morning that the powerful winter storm that struck Wednesday left 12 to 14 inches of snow in and northeast of Sioux City. The snowfall has ended, and Heitkamp says he doesn't expect many problems from drifting or blowing of snow because it fell wet and heavy, which is typical of wintry storms in the spring. The Iowa DOT is advising against travel in northwest Iowa because many roadways north and east of Sioux City are covered with snow or blocked by disabled vehicles. The department also says snow is covering some stretches of Interstate 35 north of Ames. In area news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors have once again tabled action on approving funds in support of an Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department application to Vision Iowa for a Community Attraction and Tourism, or CAT, grant. The grant application, as we've told you, is for $360,000 from Vision Iowa for improvements and further development of the campground area at the Shelburg Recreation Area. The board, after much discussion, decided it wanted Atlantic Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring to come up with some figures with regard to how proposed improvements to the campground area at Shelburg would benefit the county as a whole and not just Atlantic. Prior to their decision to table the matter until next week, most of the board made it clear that they were not in support of the county, vowing to contribute the requested $40,000 to help secure the Vision Iowa grant. Supervisor Frank Waters was the first to say he was not for the county chipping in to secure that grant.
Everyone I've been talking to in my area is not in favor of this, although Roger gave a wonderful presentation. I just don't feel that this is going to benefit the whole county, and using tax dollars, I'm just not in favor.
Using the local option sales tax monies was brought up as a possible means of committing to the requested funds, but the supervisors say they intend to use much of those funds to pay down existing debt, especially with regard to improvements for the ethanol site. Supervisor Mark Wiedemeyer, who attended last week's meeting of the Cass County Conservation Board, said that board didn't want to upgrade the Pellet Wildlife Refuge, which is an area tentatively included in the grant application, because it tends to flood and because they don't have the funds necessary to maintain it. Supervisor Chuck Reagan said roads and bridges are the county's prime focus right now, along with reducing the debt so that other projects can be funded in the future.
With this amount of debt we have now, with that option tax money being committed to reducing those debts so we don't have to get into, so we can get them debts paid down, so we can get some money again back up so we can look at doing some other projects within the county. So that's a big issue today that our taxpayers are looking at. That when they come to me, they want to know, why are you going to do this when you got excessive debt and you're trying to pay this debt? Why can't we pay this debt down so on taxpayer dollars? So that's one of the big issues.
And Frank Waters agreed.
People said, well, $40,000 and we got 3-ton bridges out here. Everybody realizes $40,000 won't do much for a bridge, but it's a start. And that's, I heard that from two different people. Just comments of that way of fixing up some of these county roads a little better.
The City of Atlantic earlier this month contributed $100,000 in support of the grant application, which requires a 50% local match in order for it to be considered. Parks and Rec Department Director Roger Herring has said other funds and donation of time, labor, and resources would meet the 40% requirement for the in-kind portion of the local match. The grant application needs to be submitted by around April 10th. In other business, the supervisors approved the hiring of a temporary full-time employee in the treasurer's office during a time an employee there will be on medical leave. The board, however, denied a proposal from the Cass County Secondary Roads Employees Group for personnel to work four 10-hour days beginning May the 30th through September the 2nd. They would then return to their regular 8-hour per shift, 5 days per week, effective September 5th. Chuck Regan was one of the supervisors who opposed the request because it hasn't worked before, and that's not what the public wants.
Public opinion was, when we did it last time, they said, you know what, we pay people 8 hours, 5 days a week, when we want our employees out on the road 5 days a week. We don't want them on the road 4 days a week. We want them working 8-hour days. We don't want them working 10-hour days unless they're getting paid overtime for that. Because after 8 hours in the hot, working in the hot sun or working outside in that, people are not as efficient. They don't get as much work done. Everything works slower. And I tell you, our taxpayers wanted people out on them roads 5 days a week. They don't want them out on the road 4 days a week.
In other news, Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Assistant Director Seth Stasselm reports the Buck Creek Dog Park at the Schulberg Recreation Area remains open despite the beginning of construction on a parking area for the dog park. Stasselm says they hope to have the parking lot in place within a couple of weeks. In the meantime, they ask you when you're bringing your animals to the park to park along the street. The final Cass County Legislative Coffee for the current legislative session will be held April 2nd, beginning at 10 a.m. That's on a Saturday, and it'll be held at the Lewis Community Library. It's organized by PRIDE, the Progressive Rural Iowa Development Enterprise. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. On Monday, 47-year-old John Ray Nolan, Jr. of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pott County Jail on a Mills County warrant for violation of probation. Nolan's bond was set at $5,000. That same day, 35-year-old Cherokee Nicole Tuttle, also of Council Bluffs, was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for theft in the second degree. Her bond was set at $5,000. And on Tuesday, 35-year-old Zachary Robert Jones of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop in Mills County on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County. He was being held without bond. Officials at the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, say the March 29th session on building strength is full, but the Women's Health Services Committee at CCHS has added another session, which will take place on Tuesday, April 5th from 5:30 until 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Laura Hickman, DPT and ATC, and Aaron Johnson, PTA, will present the free seminar for women. Hickman says resistance training is really important for women because it can reduce the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and other chronic diseases. Whether it's using resistance bands, free weights, or your own body weight, these exercises, she said, can also help women burn more calories and achieve a more toned look. The class will be held at the CCMH Conference Room Number 2. The first portion of the class will cover the basics of resistance training, the how and why behind it. The second portion will be an active session for participants, and attendees are asked to dress comfortably. And the event is free, but because space is limited, reservations are required, and they can be made by calling 712-243-7479. The attendees are asked to park in parking lot C and enter through the rehabilitation services. If you have any questions about that building strength event, you can contact public relations at CCHS at 243-7405. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.